So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, a producer has slammed Robert Irwin's mum Terry's constant presence on the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Married at First Sight's Timothy Smith has joined TikTok to thank fans for their support after his drug trafficking past was revealed. And Married at First Sight's Lucinda Light and Andrea Thompson have teased an exciting new project. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. A producer has spoken out against Robert Irwin's mum, Terry, constantly being on the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Terry, who was married to Australian legend Steve Irwin at the time of his 2006 death, has been spotted several times in the background of the latest I'm a Celebrity season. She's undoubtedly supporting her son as he takes a leap as Julia Morris's co-host for the first time. However, one anonymous producer has expressed concerns about the setup, telling Daily Mail her presence on set every day is a little creepy. They actually described it as giving bringing your mum to school camp vibes. Now, according to the outlet, Terry has overseen Robert and his older sister Bindi's showbiz careers since Steve's death. As such, she's reportedly been keeping a very close eye on her 20-year-old son during the filming of I'm a Celebrity. The insider explained the two have an excellent relationship and Terry couldn't be nicer, but there are not many situations where employees will have their mum at work with them, just to make sure everything is above board. Now, the unnamed producer also compared Terry to the Kardashians' mumager, Kris Jenner, claiming Robert's contract included a clause that allowed his family to travel with him to South Africa for the show. They claim that the deal was done when Robert signed on as the host late last year as he wanted his family to come with him, saying, maybe it will just be for this series, but maybe Terry will always be standing in the wings. Who knows? Married at First Sight's Lucinda Light and Andrea Thompson have teased an exciting project together. Despite failing to find romance on the show, Lucinda and Andrea were lucky to have found a beautiful friendship with each other. Speaking to New Idea, the pair spilled on their plans to collaborate in the future, revealing they are currently in talks, trying to figure some things out that they could do together, before hinting that the project may involve fancy designer styling. And sign me up, because if Lucinda and Andrea combine their talents, I'm sure they're going to come up with something amazing. Now, Andrea also told the outlet that she thinks the pair would work really well together, whilst Lucinda said that they loved each other from the beginning of the show and had each other's backs, and they still chat a couple of times a week to this day. Married at First Sight's Timothy Smith has thanked fans for their support on TikTok after it was revealed he was previously imprisoned for drug trafficking. As first reported by So Dramatic, the 52-year-old spent over a year in super maximum prisons in the US in 2006 after being arrested for trafficking marijuana across the Canadian border. Timothy, who was a Canadian resident at the time of his crimes, later addressed this in a tell-all interview on A Current Affair, confessing that his past is not something he's proud of. Despite his prior conviction, his legion of fans have rallied around him, sharing support on social media. And now, Timothy has returned the favour, going rogue on TikTok to thank viewers for sticking by him and sharing their own experiences. Here's what he said.
Hey everyone, look, I just want to put another video up. Obviously, I'm pretty new to TikTok and I just had the dogs walking. Look, the response and the following is incredible, and just everyone's well wishes and very, very kind words. I just want to reach out and say thank you so much to everybody. I'm getting through the messages and I really, really appreciate when people sort of share their story, and whether it's something I said or something that they're going through. I've had some just incredible stories that have come through I've read them all. I appreciate it. I'm trying to get back to everybody. It may take a little while, but look, I'm not the expert in life. Trust me, far from it. You know, and I just said to somebody today, you know, we're all on this journey together. And just try and get through it. Look, I'll have a lot more stuff coming over the next couple of weeks. Just I've got a few things coming up, clearly. Again, this video was just it was just to say thank you for everyone that sent me a message, because I just haven't been able to get back to everyone. Everyone that sent me the in-depth messages about what, you know, the struggles or things that they're going through, I have read it. I've just, if my responses are short, I've just got a few to get through. But again, just thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. We're all not alone in this world. And yeah, stay tuned. I'll definitely have some more things. And yeah, somebody wrote me in a message today, and it was a line that I used on the show. Look, it's okay not to be okay, you know. Yeah. But I've had a lot of fun things I've been doing, and, you know, ups and downs, and now I guess I'll definitely be sharing them, and we'll see you later.
Well said. I can't wait to see what Timothy does next. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.